This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
New head coach, new play caller, same results, BT, as the Jets yet again, almost as predictable as the clock. The Jets lose again at home, Monday Night Football. Another terrible, disappointing performance from your Jets.
Listen, I hate this team, and I officially hate football. I honestly loathe and detest, and I abhor football. I hate it. So, you know what's funny about this, too? Usually, after the, you know, to pick one, pick anyone, after all these Jet losses, right? I've felt a little bit better about the loss because I had a target to pound. And that was Robert Saleh. Yeah. Nothing personal, but it was easy to just take the loss and then rechannel, like redirect it and feel, I know it sounds crazy, feel a little bit better about it. All right, I aired out the grievances, the head coach stinks, and like it got me, I guess, through whatever I had to get through. You know who I'm blaming today? How about the players wake up and actually start doing their freaking job? Breece Hall, all right? Hey, Breece, you tap dancing or are you playing football? Lower your pants. We just watched that play again. You watched it. I was watching with a half on my laptop. He got the ball in midfield. The seam opens at the 40. Guy runs 23 miles an hour, right? Firstly, he should have won the race. He didn't. And instead of tap dancing, right, like Fred Astaire, put your pads down and run through somebody's chest. Number one, Mike Williams sucks. Honestly, Mike Williams stinks. I thought Mike Williams fantasy, Mike Williams charges. He's terrible. I mean, I know he's coming off an ACL. He's not very good. I don't even think he knows the playbook, right? Garrett Wilson, he's a stud. Catch the ball in the end zone. You want to be one of the star wide receivers in the NFL, Ja'Marr Chase, and all the other superstars. I know you got hit. I know that was a pop from the front and the back. I get it. I would drop the ball. I'm not an NFL wide receiver. Catch the ball. Ruckert, catch the ball. And I could just bash everybody. Can somebody explain to me why Ashton Davis, I think Ashton Davis has been here for 10 years, and every time I see number 21, I'm like, this kid stinks. Why is he on the team? They don't tackle, and from the outset of this game, Sal, was so apparent that the Buffalo Bills wanted it more. And it's tricky to identify that as a non-player or as a non-coach. But you guys watched the game with us going back and forth between the Yankees. I'll tell you how I did the juggle later. I want to hear how you did it as well. Nice job by you, Mets. I'm watching this, right? I'm saying the first series, Buffalo's just, they're destroying the Jets. They're running through them like it's one of those little padded, you know, tackle dummies in training camp. Like the Jets weren't even there. And then still, the big badass Jets defense, which you always say is overrated. They had a couple timeouts. They had Allen pinch back. And the first play, they give up 5.5 yards. Set the tone. They get a couple on the next one. They finally got a stop. And then Allen ran for a first down, and it's lights out. Now, I don't know, and right now I don't even care, if it's lights out for the Jets season, like whatever. Beat Steelers, the Patriots, whatever. All I know is this team is I hate them. I can't say it anymore. I honestly hate the New York Jets. And last night, and I've never thought this. I've kind of thought it, but I really thought it last night. I said to myself, I mean this in all sincerity. I don't know why I made my poor son a Jets fan. You know, we watched the whole game. He stayed up and watched the whole Yankees and Jets, right? Mommy let him. Nah, didn't have much of a choice. He was staying up no matter what. I don't care about school today. He's watching the Jets. Deal with it. And he goes up, and he was broken. Like, he thought 10 different times the Jets were going to win that game, as did I. They should have won the game. The crowd was revved up. And once again, the incompetent, soft loser Jets show up at the most inopportune time. I'm used to it. I'm not desensitized to it yet, as you can tell by my emotions, but I feel today the season's over.
Do you think you're more upset because you believed in this team and had hope, and they let you down yet again?
There's no doubt. Like, that absolutely ties into it. There's been, yeah. I mean, it's been most of the years during this run of, what, 14 years, no playoffs, 13, whatever it is, longest run in North American team sports without a playoffs. Most of the years, you're like, all right, maybe if this happens, maybe if that happens, maybe if Donald progresses, maybe if Zach gets better. Like, maybe you hang around and maybe you get into the last month of the season with a chance to have a chance to be a wild card, maybe. No, this is different.
Yeah, because with other teams, I feel like you would be, and I'm not smarter, because I'm not trying to be disrespectful in that way, but with the Jets, there's something there with you that is, you're beyond the unkillable stuff, and you want to believe so much that I think sometimes it does get in the way at least a little bit, like my cataracts that I can't see. Like, just, you have, like, cataracts with the Jets to where you can't see the reality is that this team is a dysfunctional mess. And if it's not one thing, it's the next thing. And while Aaron Rodgers is certainly better than anything we've seen in years as far as the quarterback goes, there's still a long ways to go. Now, you could say that there was a bullcrap holding call on Smith. I don't know how you have holding from the 3-yard line or whatever it is.
God
like,
almighty.
Think about that.
I know.
How do you have time? Time to hold.
Yeah.
It's a run play from the 3-yard line, whatever it is. You're telling me there's going to be a holding call on that?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, but that's just one thing. I mean, and then people could say, well, the missed field goals. Yeah, sure, but also the Hail Mary. Like, the Hail Mary, and I know Rodgers has done that before, but that's a fluke thing.
Yes.
The biggest thing for me was that the Jets drove the football, start the game, field goal, okay, all right, whatever, you take it. The damn defense. The defense is supposed to be the strength of this team, and yet they get run right over. And we talk about the Bills and not being the same. They don't have Stephon Diggs. They don't need him because you don't make them throw the football because you can't stop the run. If it's not one thing, it's another. Not to mention the 10 billion flags that were thrown during that disgraceful performance last night from both teams. But the one thing that we kept talking about and heard about, okay, Robert Saleh, maybe his biggest weakness as a head coach, and he had a lot of them, lack of accountability. Was there any accountability? Was there any change in watching a Jeff Ulbrich-led Jets team last night versus a Robert Saleh-led Jets team? If anything, it looked even worse. I mean, my God, BT, it's the same stuff with this team, and it's not going to change until they fix the foundation properly.
They are legend killers. I told you, like when Piper ended the legend of Jimmy Snuka with the coconut, the Jets end the legend of quarterbacks. They did it to Brett Favre. They're doing it to Rodgers right now. Do you realize, and this is what makes it so much tougher, like if you told me either the day that they got him or at the start of training camp this year or the day before week one this year, hey, early in the season, all right, halfway into October, in 3 straight games, Aaron Rodgers is going to have the football with a chance to win the game for the Jets. And I would say, by the way, I got my green stick.
Green.
Kick the shoes up. We're good. We're at least 2-1, probably 3-0, 0-3.
And I'll be honest with you. Last night, you know, I picked the Bills, and I just, there was something. The time I got sucked into the Jets was the Viking game. I'm like, this will be the spot where, coming off that brutal Denver loss, nobody's really expecting it. It's a 5-0, whatever, Viking team at the time. Maybe the Jets will show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And then they get behind way too early. They come back. And again, just another frustrating performance in a game that they could have won but didn't. It was at that point that I said, I cannot back this team blindly anymore. But even with that being said, that game was there for the taking 19 freaking times over.
Yep.
And right down to that drive, I'm saying, all right, this is where Rodgers is going to. They'll drive. They're not going to rely on the kicker here. Mm-hmm. They're going to drive the field because Buffalo defense hasn't been great. The Jets have been moving the football on them. This will be it. And then the intercept, like, I mean, it's just, it's one thing. It's another thing. It's the next thing. It's always something with this damn team. They can't help themselves, even with the greatness of Aaron Rodgers.
Sal, we can sit here for 20 more years, Lord willing, and if Woody Johnson still owns the team.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What happened? Accident? What?
No accident.
What happened?
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport reports Jets are working on a trade to get Devontae Adams.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what my reaction is? Too late. I honestly don't even care. And I know it's not too late, but it feels too late. Great. They'll get him, and, you know, he'll make plays, yeah. I guess, and they'll lose by a point.
He's not going to solve anything.
What are we doing here?
I
hate this
game.
He'll
make the quarterback happier, and he's not going to rip. And by the way, I know we want to get into that and play that cut that we heard with Jerry. Yeah, this is so predictable.
Yeah.
It's so predictable. You wake up today, you get the Reddick news, which we're going to get to later on anyway. But you hear the Reddick news. Okay, now his agents are requesting a trade or whatever. The Jets said that they
gave him permission.
Yeah, gave him permission to trade. Fine. What do you think's going to happen then? You know what's going to happen. They're going to go try to get Devontae Adams. Like, that's going to solve everything. You're 2-4. You're a dysfunctional mess. Receiver past his prime, even though he's Aaron Rodgers' best buddy or whatever, is not going to fix it. I'm sorry, it's not.
By the way, thank you, Huff. It's actually, the wording is completing a trade, so not, you know, it's basically
not working. They're completing a trade for star Devontae Adams.
Do we know any of the pieces? Is Reddick involved? Is Mike Williams? I'm getting something. I don't even care. It's a week too late. He should have been out there last night.
I want to help you today.
See, this is what I mean about the Jets. Everybody knew that he was going to get traded. And now, the game that defines their whole season, I know that they could recover 2-4. I'm not banking on it. I know that they could. But last night was the night for Devontae Adams to be in green and white. And now you're going to get 2-4. All right, so he'll play against the Steelers, win, lose, whatever. Like, it's just, they're so ass backwards, the Jets. Everything that they do is ass backwards. And I started to say this before, Hoff. Thank you for that, Hoff, about the news. Even though I don't really care, I'm not moved by it that much because I'm still pissed off at this. And I don't think it changes. We could be sitting here 20 years from now, God willing, and if Woody Johnson, hopefully he's still alive and healthy, if Woody still owns the team, it's going to be the same song and dance. The Jets' ownership is awful. That's it. There's nothing else to interpret. It's not about the wrong draft choice at quarterback or the wrong OC or the wrong head coach or the wrong this or the wrong stadium or the wrong turf. It's the wrong owner. That's the problem.
And if I were to ask you why all of a sudden we wake up this morning after what we saw last night, why the Jets got or trying to get Devontae Adams now or whatever, completing a trade, why do you think?
I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. Because, and I believe we have the cut. If we can play this, let me just set it up here. Mike Williams ran the wrong route, and Aaron Rodgers basically took the Aaron Rodgers bus and just drove right over him. Let's get a listen to this. Now, it's a little like concept stuff, so it's a little, you got to really pay attention, but there's no doubt he just buried his receiver.
I'm looking at Allen. He puts his hand up. Three guys go with him, so I'm throwing a no-look to the red line. And when I just peek my eyes back there, he's running an in-breaker. So... it's got to be down the red line.
So were you throwing that spike to come back to to it?
No, I was throwing to the red line, but when I got to about here, I realized he was running an in-breaker, so I had to kind of adjust it a little bit. But the play is two guys vertical, one guy down the seam, one guy on the red line.
Okay. Listen, two vert, one seam,
red line.
Bottom line is, I threw where I'm supposed to throw it, and my wide receiver left me hanging. He ran the wrong route. Get rid of him.
But for me, it's the owner.
Yeah, it really is.
I think the owner who said, he fires Robert Saleh.
I can't even look at this Jets helmet.
Yeah, I get it. Let me give you the play. Oh, that stupid thing. Yeah, just don't throw it in my direction.
The owner
fires the head coach and says that I expect the wins to start happening like now. They lose at home Monday Night Football, another embarrassing primetime performance. And then he wakes up this morning, and whether it's a conversation with his quarterback or just him saying, we need to go get Davante Adams. And he thinks that that's going to be the difference when it is, in fact, not going to be the difference.
Sal,
he just doesn't get it.
It doesn't end, man. It's funny, and I know I've said this a few times, but we all love him. And I'm sure Joe will be on with Evan and Tiki later, so you have a little share of Joe later. As much as I love Joe, and I played golf with Joe, I really love Joe as a human. He's a great guy. And I listen to him like everybody else. For years, as much as I love him, I'd say, damn, this guy's just so damn negative. He's right. All these years, Joe's the smart one in the room. He's right.
I want to be here for you today as your partner. I want to be able to help you get through this. Because, like I said, I've been able to see through this. I don't have that attachment that you do to this team, believing in your team. I respect that belief. And I do think that there was some reason to finally believe.
Well, like, it was rooted in a pretty talented roster. Sitting there with, four turnstiles on the O-line and, Tim Boyle's still trying to throw it and Jeremy Curley is the number one receiver.
Right, I get it. They had talent.
They still do.
There was some talent, but there was a lot of hope sprinkled in there.
Well.
And now a 2-4, again, like...
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm serious. I want to help you. Are you serious?
Yes. Okay. I'm serious. I want to help you understand.
I'm beyond help. You can't help me. Nobody can help me. Nobody can help us. And who's going to help us?
The first step
Where's the help come from? The
first step is acknowledgement. So once you acknowledge
I hate them. Right. There's the acknowledgement.
But once you acknowledge that,
what is the worst owner of football? Acknowledgement number three.
Right.
And what else do you need?
Acknowledge that the foundation is broken.
Oh, yeah. Foundation's never broken. It's never built.
There's not going to be a Super Bowl. Can you get
that I refuse to say. I didn't say division of playoffs yet. I was going to get there.
Hey,
we're playing until January. Yeah, no kidding, idiot. The Super Bowl's in February, you dope. Oh, listen, what do you want me to say? Right. I know Jet fans are riled up. That is crazy with the Davante Adams. What's up there?
Can I ask a question? Because I'm being serious here.
Yeah.
You fire Saleh, who, if they don't make the playoffs somehow this year, Douglas is probably gone.
Let's end the probably. Gone.
By the way, do we even know Joe Douglas wants to be back?
Well, do we want him back?
Do we want him back is the question. But here's a real... Is Rodgers going to be here at the end of the year?
I have no idea. I really don't know.
What are we doing here?
That's a great question, and it's probably one that we're going to have to attack with vigor if this thing keeps going the wrong way, which, spoiler alert, probably will. But now that Adams is coming here, do I think that maybe incentivizes Rodgers? Because I would imagine it's going to be a restructure with Adams, a year tacked on. We got to get the additional contract, which he's not coming here. He's going to get another year, I promise you, and a few more bucks. And I think because of that, Rodgers will probably, will definitely want to play with his buddy. But at that point, what's it mean? He's 41 next year.
I got something on the details, by the way.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so Schefter puts out it will be for a conditional third-round pick that can go to a second-round pick.
So it's done?
Based on production. Okay.
Expected to get finalized today.
Okay, and any no update on when he's going to be here, when he'll play? You would expect he might be able to play Sunday night,
I think the hamstring was kind of you keep me off the field. Oh, yeah. I mean, you get him in the building tomorrow, tonight. He's definitely going to play Sunday. But
I'm seeing some regeneration in you.
Listen, dude, come on. You've known me long enough. By the time Sunday rolls around, now everything I said, I stand by.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to deviate from that. They got pushed around last night. They were soft.
They did run Breece the football Hall, every, a little
I
bit better.
I know they did. I thought that they would. But Breece Hall not lowering his pads at the three when he had a 35-yard head start. It's unacceptable. And all the other things I hit, I don't need to be repetitive. By the time Sunday comes around, because I'll be riding high on my Yankees, feeling extra good as we get ready to dust those chumps maybe in 4 or 5. I will be feeling really giddy on Sunday night. So, yeah, I mean, by the time they kick off on Sunday, I'm sure your partner's going to be a little bit better than right now. But right now is actually the real emotion. The Sunday emotion's going to be a fake one.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We'll work in your calls, 888-808-1019. So not only the Jets losing on Monday Night Football, but the breaking news, they're getting Devontae Adams. Hey! Super Bowl, baby! Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.